So, what's it all about? No, not the deep meaning of life stuff, but the purpose of this podcast. Well, here's your show. Episode 289, Podcasting for You. This is the Ericast for the week of June 10, 2017.
From Ericast.com. Welcome to the Ericast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Ericast. I'm your host, Eric Larson, 701-645-3742, the listener feedback line, which has been getting a workout this week. Thank you very, very much. And that's what the topic of this show is, actually, because I got some feedback from Matt and Joneser and Digital Dan. So now I know I need to give the qualifier when I talk about welcome to or welcome back to the Ericast, because I originally stole that from Digital Dan Hook and the Hook Show. Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about what this podcast is or why it's here. Now, don't go away. This is more interesting than I'm currently framing it. But in the spirit of that old episode of Just Push Record, that's exactly where I'm at right now. And I was trying to figure out how to frame this show. And then I heard something from Clay Shaver, who does the Remodeling Clay podcast. Now, I like the Remodeling Clay podcast. And I like Clay Shaver because Clay Shaver is an old radio guy. So everything that he does in his podcast is sort of that smooth DJ style delivery, which is not something that I do unless I'm parodying it, making a parody of it. But that's kind of fun. The other thing is I listen to podcasts at double speed. Clay at double speed is fairly comfortable and entertaining. Clay at single speed's a little unusual, and I tweeted that at him, and because he had done some routine in the show, and I think had gone into that, you know, super fast DJ voice with the wind off the lake at 13 miles an hour, so it's a beautiful day down at the beach, that kind of thing. And I said that's really fun at double speed, and he commented back in a tweet from the 6th of October, 2016, quote, "Every time I meet someone face-to-face from a podcast I listen to, my first thought is, did he have a stroke? Because I'm a 1.x speed kind of guy." So, yeah, that just all comes to mind when I think of Clay Shaver. But anyway, I was thinking, having appreciated the calls that I got, and thinking, how am I going to set this podcast up? Then, last Thursday, I heard this intro to Clay's show.
Thank you so much for taking the time this week, making the Remodeling Clay podcast a part of your week. Appreciate the decision you made, the actions that you're taking. No such thing. We say it all the time. No such thing as a passive podcast listener. You have to find us. You had to take a step, download, stream, whatever. You hit play. We're not Muzak. We're just not, you know, we're not crappy background noise. At least I hope we're not. We're not that classic rock station that plays, you know, they just throw on at the store to fill the silence where you're like, oh, you know, you're just walking through the store one day and your eyes in the frozen food section of the Piggly Wiggly and your podcast came on through the speak. No, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that. You have to actively seek out a podcast. That's why I love this medium. That's why I love to get to do this for you, because podcast consumption is intentional by its nature. It is intentional. That's why it's important to me that I'm intentional about what I give back to you.
So Clay is really, really correct there. But at least in this day and age, podcasts are really intentional. You intentionally seek them out. You listen to them. It's not, I mean, maybe it's background if you're like, oh, I need to catch up on whatever. And I sort of find that if I'm going out for a walk and I've got, you know, four episodes of Dan Miller's 48 Days podcasts queued up, I mean, they're kind of just playing there, but not really. I mean, I keep the phone handy. So if there's a good insight, I can make a little note and email it to myself or something, which as an aside, truly is the archaic way that I make notes to myself. Ever since that traumatic can't figure out who mentioned this thing about mentoring incident that I then podcasted about, and no one's come around to say, oh, you quoted so-and-so. So I don't know, maybe I dreamed the whole thing, but I don't think so. Anyway, ever since that, I do email myself notes to things. But yeah, podcasts aren't just sort of on and, you know, whatever. You have to choose them, and you intentionally download them and you listen to them. And that means the fact that you are listening to this. I don't want to get sappy, but I really, 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 one more really, really do appreciate it, because you could have done a number of other things. And it kind of fits with the, you know, what I just cannot get out of that habit. What I've set up here as a framing as a personal podcast, because chances are you probably know me. Now, like Matt, who we'll hear from in a minute, you might have known me through the podcast topic, which is why I always do mention that. But in this case, you probably know me personally somehow, and then you just stayed in touch this way. Anyway, so enough of that. After the last episode where I said, hey, you know, let's reflect and, you know, is anyone out there, et cetera, I got some feedback, which is not like, oh, I'm just podcasting to find out if anyone likes me. No, but if truly no one's listening and nobody cares at all, then there probably are better things I could do with my time. But that was not the case. So we're going to be dealing with that feedback. But the first call that came in and ends up framing the balance of the show here is a call from Matt in Northern California.
Hello, Eric. This is Matt calling from, you got it right, Northern California. That's a big point of contention. I'm kind of closer to Central, but we are definitely considered Northern California. And most folks don't recognize Central California, so the demarcation line is pretty far south. Out here, we there's two ways to tell. If you refer to, if you use the word hella, you are from Northern California. And if you refer to the freeways, or if you append the word the in front of the freeway, so if you say the 5 or the 99 or the 17, you are from Southern California. That is very impractical way to answer your question, but I am definitely in Northern California, just under Sacramento, just east of San Francisco, of course. Anyway, great show. I am getting ready to go watch our youngest daughter go through commencement, not graduation, I guess, but she will be graduating. But she is finished with high school, so our youngest daughter is done with high school, getting ready to go to college in the fall. Really excited about that. And, boy, we've been listening to you for her whole school life. That's pretty incredible. Last point. Yeah, the once a week and 10 minutes thing. Yeah, that's what people say that are not famous podcasters, because my feeling has always been, for every person that tells you it's got to be weekly and it's got to be 10 minutes, there's people like Joe Rogan, who I don't listen to, but I understand he has a 2 or 3 hour daily show. And I have some friends that are diehard fans. To me, it's about content. It is also about regularity. But, you know, interesting point. So many podcasts now are going down the road of having seasons. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Anyway, great show as always, and glad to hear that you, Chloe Kendall, and Ruth are going to got some stuff going on this summer, and hope to hear more about that. All right, before Google cuts me off, have a great great rest of your week and great rest of your summer, and I'll be listening for your next show. Thanks.
Well, thank you for the call, Matt, and we're coming up on that 10-minute mark, so I'd love to say more, but thanks for listening to the Ericast. No. This is going to be one of those 20-minute style podcasts, I think. Yeah, and you know what's interesting? Lots is interesting, so I'm going to start with one thing. I wonder if that Joe Rogan podcast that you mentioned, and similar ones, I know there are ones like that, are the exception that either that proves the rule or the exception to the rule, that if you're doing a 3-hour podcast, I wonder if that is sort of like background, you know, basically like the old style morning radio DJ show where you turn that on in the shop or the dentist's office or whatever. Now, I assume that those podcasts don't have music thrown into them. I'm assuming it's like 3 hours of talk radio. And that does happen. But I think I've mentioned this in recent episodes, listening to some of the late night, the old Art Bell stuff, and now Clive Lewis and some folks like that, George Norrie, whatever. That is talking. There's no music to break that up. There are commercials. So maybe that'd be the equivalent if you're doing a commercial pod, like a commercial podcast with commercials, that they give you a chance to catch your breath or whatever. Me, I've been drinking a cup of decaf Cameron coffee. This podcast episode is brought to you by Cameron Coffee. Cameron Coffee, when your coffee needs a first name. Anyway, and thinking I probably should not bring an open cup of coffee. When am I going to be like drinking it? And I hope I don't spill it on things. And then realizing for this episode, I will be cutting in a variety of clips, and I have a chance to pause and sip my beverage. So I'm just thinking logistically how a really long podcast would work. But that means I think I'm about three tangents away from where I want to start out. Freeways. I just got to mention this because this always strikes me as interesting. We don't say the word "the" in front of freeways, and I think that would sound really weird. They are just numbers here. So like in the morning, and I don't know if I'll get this published this morning, but I'm recording this early morning, actually. I will be taking 35E to work. I exit before I hit 94, so traffic isn't bad, but it does slow around 494. That's just how we refer to that. There's hella bad traffic on the 94. It's fine. Good. I mean, every part of the country needs its own dialect. I get that. But that sounds really, really strange to me. By the way, the standard traffic trivia here on the Aerocast, 494 and 694 are the beltway freeways that loop around as 94. So remember, your east-west freeways are even numbered. Your north-south freeways are odd numbered. 94, though, does kind of get northish. Mostly runs east-west from Wisconsin through Minnesota up to North Dakota, but it does kind of swing north there. So it ends up in North Dakota, not South Dakota. But it runs right through both downtowns. Coming out of Wisconsin, you go through downtown St. Paul, then downtown Minneapolis. But 494 loops around to the south, 694 loops around to the north. Then 35, coming up from Texas, south of us, actually, it splits into E and W, 4. That's right, east and west, and then loops around. Anyway. Yeah, and going north-south, you cannot avoid going through one of the downtowns. 35E goes right through downtown St. Paul, and 35W goes right. Well, that's not true. 35W goes right through downtown Minneapolis. That's true. But you could actually pick up the belt loop and swing around on 494 or 694. Your choice, by the way, would probably be 494. But once again, I digress. So now I started thinking about hella. This is just an example of how my brain works, if you're curious. Not that anybody was, but remember, the Aerocast is a personal podcast. So I had to Google that because, of course, I've heard of that outside of California. But I found the quote from a KQED story that says, "For Southern Californians in particular, hella represents a crucial shibboleth separating the two major regions of the state." So now everybody gets bonus points if you know where the term shibboleth comes from without Googling. Yeah, so now what I'm really curious about is when you do that California stoner dude, like the turtle in Finding Nemo, dude, just grab a fin, oh, we'll catch some mad waves. But I suspect that he would not say, oh, dude, it's a hella swift current, because I think that would mean that he's from Northern California, and I think that the surfer dude sort of parody vibe thing, although you might say, I need a resource like you, Matt, you might say, that's not a parody. There is a culture here. But anyway, I think that totally gnarly surfer dude, not like super dude, because super is something different from surfer. I suspect that is Southern California. But anyway, so I was thinking of hella, and now I have this TV commercial in my brain of, I think it's just say Stella. It's a little like jingle with, you know, it's a sung jingle, and it closes with "Just Say Stella." But I can't for the life of me figure out what it is. Is it like a cleaning company or carpet, or is it Pella, or is it just "use" instead of "just say"? And then I realized that means it's a horrible commercial because it is stuck in my head, but I have no idea what it's for. So in some ways, it's a great commercial because it's stuck in my head. But for the other 99% of usefulness in commercials, it's a horrible commercial because I have no idea what it's for. So if you know what that might be for, I almost said 206. 601. 601, 701. What? No, 7. Oh, my goodness. Click on the mouse. Go to Firefox. Live Googling here on the Ericast. From live from Chopper 5, going to Ericast.com. Let's take a look here at the Ericast.com podcast's Dweeb Thoughts. Apparently, in May, Eric was bracing for summer, and in April, he was back from Moab. But the most important point is that if you want to get in touch, send an email to Ericast.com or call 701-645-ERIC. Numerically speaking, that would be 701-645-3742. Can you tell I get in a weird mood in the morning? When I usually record these at the end of the day. Like all, like 90%+ of Ericasts get recorded at night, and it's been a long day of doing stuff. I'm like, okay. But these are recorded, or at least this one, at the beginning of the day. I think I'm only doing one. I don't think I'm going to batch these. I'm going to talk about that in a second. I'm also looking at my levels in Audacity and realizing that every time I do the obnoxious announcer voice, they spike way up. So apologies if that sounds bad and crackly by getting overcompressed. And thank you to Digital Dan for the comment that the new mic sounds better. So anyway, last point, seasons. I should also try to eliminate my ums. Maybe I'll just accentuate them and really call them out. Seasons. I think they can be good. Bold commitment there. I think they can be good. The benefit of breaking anything, lessons, instructional stuff, a podcast, TV shows, whatever, into seasons, is they provide a natural entry point and a natural exit point, which is one of the things I appreciated with the Ironworks ministry down at my previous church. They would do like 3 seasons per year, like 8-week lesson series, and they take a month off or so. And at some point, if I were good, I could do the math and figure out, does that add up? Somehow it does. It's not quite the same amount of time off and on, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it made it easier to commit to something, like, oh, I'll check that out, because it didn't feel like it was permanent. And if you think, this really isn't for me, there's a logical stopping point. It's back to that Minnesota Nice, super polite thing. But if you know that, well, you know, in 8 weeks, or my current church, where they do series, but they're very calendar dependent. Like there's a J-term thing done in January, and then they take, you know, 2 months off, and then I think it was A-term for April. They have more open time than lesson time. Podcasts, like Michael Hyatt, I think, started breaking things into series, and I don't think he really takes a hiatus between them. I just don't remember how it works, but you could do it any way you want. But point being, it gives you a natural place to get off, which I think is even more important than a natural point to enter. So I don't know. But I think they only work with a themed show. Like, I don't know, what would the, you know, Series 8 of the Ericast, Eric Goes Ballooning. Maybe, but I'm not quite sure that would work for a show like the Ericast. However, all of that said, as I approach my 20-minute mark, if I do get into batching the Ericast, which I've talked about for years, and it would be the way that I could be consistent about it, the thing that gets me, I'm going to just be overly honest, it's not the recording part, it's the post-production. I don't even mind the pre-production. That's kind of interesting to do the research. You think you do research? It's like, every once in a while there's an episode that has some thought put into it. But, oh, just the all the clicking and putzing to get the episodes posted. Oh, first world problems, I know, but it's, yeah. Anyway, if I got into batching the Eracast, then I might do it as and have, but it, I there would be like a silent series. And we'd, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about such and such. And I know it's going to be, 3 weeks, and they're all going to get recorded at once. Maybe I could do that. But one of the big things that keeps me away from batching full episodes of the Eracast is I'm really worried about setting some sort of awful tone by pre-recording something that misses like personal or national events. Some big tragedy befalls the world, and there's my episode about, now let's talk about the odd-numbered freeways. And it's like, why are you talking about that when such and such just happened? We'll see. Anyway, that's the show. So thank you for listening. Thank you for the call, Matt. Joneser and Digital Dam will get to your comments later. And no, I'm not going to batch them in now. I will actually record separate episodes and get them in a future week. But I really do want to thank you for listening. All of you in the community and you as an individual in particular, I really, really do appreciate. I do appreciate hearing from you. And I appreciate the fact that you're listening even if you never call. I still love you very much. So thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Eracast from Eracast.com.
Visit us at www.eracast.com.